Today from the Ohio Newsroom, radio memories from a historically Black university.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The HBCU Radio Preservation Project at WYSO preserves and digitizes the archives of historically Black colleges and universities. They also collect oral histories from people connected with those stations. This Black History Month, they're sharing excerpts from their collection. Today, we hear from Charles Fox, General Manager of Ohio Newsroom member station Jazzy 88.9 WCSU in Wilberforce.
There was always storytelling going on in the family. For example, my name, my great-grandfather, John Fox, after he was freed during the Emancipation, he learned that there had been arguments between George Washington and his younger brother, Charles, over the morality of owning slaves, that the younger brother, Charles, always challenged his older brother. George, insulted that his younger brother was challenging his authority and his opinions, said, "I will make sure that your name is never remembered in history." And so my great-grandfather said, "I'll make sure his name is remembered in history." And he named his first son Charles Washington Fox. So he's the senior and my father's junior. So I'm the third child, third generation, born free. My full name is Charles Washington Fox III. I am general manager at WCSU Radio, Central State University. I've realized the value and to appreciate what Central State University means to people in the community who have been here all their lives. It is the first federally licensed HBCU radio station in the nation. I started in 2020. The first thing was that we were almost ready to lose our license, so I had to scramble, pull that together. And then the other issue is there are jazz listeners around the world, but how do I maintain that brand in this environment? When Adam Clayton Powell realized that whites were coming into clubs in Harlem to hear jazz, he saw the cross-cultural relevance of it, and he pitched an idea to President Eisenhower and the State Department that jazz could be a way of promoting democracy. So Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Dave Brubeck were sent around the world. And so I started in this current climate. I saw that jazz is a symbol of democracy. And so that's what we should remember and hold on to. I can't imagine the joy that people must have felt hearing intellectual thought and sounds of entertainment that reflected their experience. That's one thing that's important, is to have your own cultural reflection. The other thing is, I got a message from a woman. She says, "Hi, I'm just a 60-year-old white woman out here living on a farm, but I just want to tell you I love your music." And we got a postcard from a woman from Yellow Springs saying, "Thank you for saving my sanity during COVID." Got a call from people in Colorado. "Hey, what happened? You guys went off the air for a minute. What was it? We're missing you. We love your show." Somebody in Colorado? It's saying that we're doing something right, and they are connected to it. It is not a nice thing to do what the HBCU preservation. It's not a nice thing. It's a critical. It's a necessary thing. It's an act of resistance and an act of resilience.
That was Charles Fox, General Manager of Member Station WCSU in Wilberforce. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.